Hey guys, this is Steve with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I want to make a short video here to introduce my new article this week. The title is How to Warm Up Your Unaffectionate Wife. There's three tips I give in this article. It's three mistakes, actually, I go over. The three mistakes that men make in trying to get more affection, to get the affection they want. And the overview of these three mistakes are, number one, that your affection isn't real. Now, this is a deep one. This is not just a shallow, be nice to her, right? Don't be a meanie. Not that. This is a deep dive. When I talk to a guy and he's not getting affection, and I ask a very simple question, and I ask, when you're giving her affection, is it coming with strings attached? Is it coming with expectations? Is it coming from a place of fear or even doubt that you actually love her? And a lot of times it is. A lot of times when we're giving affection, we're giving it from a place of doubt and fear. We're not even sure of our own love and adoration of her. And sometimes we have high expectations that if we give it, we're going to get something back right away. And a woman can smell that crap on you immediately. I say it's better to give no affection if it's not coming from a true place of love and adoration. If you have doubts about how you feel about her, or if you have an agenda for giving affection, thinking you're going to get something back right away, don't give affection at all. Make sure your affection is coming from a place of true love without strings attached. That's number one. Number two is what I call intellectual warfare. This is when you get into an argument, a discussion of any type. It could be a seemingly benign conversation that's getting heated because there's a difference of opinion. And then all of a sudden, some guys, some smart guys, as I say, this was my go-to trick, go to logic. Go to your intellect, go to rationality, and try to weave an argument and make her step on landmines that make her look stupid, or at least make her think you think she's stupid. That is the very worst thing you can do besides the number one tip, not meaning your affection. Number two is intellectual warfare, trying to make her look or feel stupid with an argument. Don't do that. The third tip is what I call interrogation. And this is similar to the article I introduced a week or so ago about the hummingbird husband. Interrogation is the category of whiny questions. These are the questions that we come up with from a place of fear and insecurity and uncertainty. Questions like, where are you going? Where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? Who are you texting? What's the matter? What did I do wrong? What can I do to make you happy? You know, that energy, as I've said before, is this buzzing hummingbird annoying energy. There is no way a woman can be affectionate. Even though you're insecure and you're a little needy right then, and I've been there, I know, the best thing you would want is a hug or even sex, right? That affection would calm you down and make you feel better. But this tip number three is all about what it does to her when we're in that interrogation mode, when we're asking whiny questions that makes her distrustful and doubtful and fearful. Now, I know that you and I will feel better when we're feeling distrust and doubtful and fearful. We will feel better with a hug and affection and closeness, but she won't. When we're feeling those things, she feels those things, and the last thing she needs is to get close and to hug. What she needs is to feel your emotional strength. She needs to feel your security in yourself, your own confidence in yourself. It's not a two-way street, and I know I've talked about that before, called How to Warm Up Your Unaffectionate Wife. Different than the mistakes I talked about. This one is about the three attributes that I've discovered in husbands and I've discovered in my own transformation, the three attributes of husbands and men who get all the affection they want. So I'm going to just introduce them in this video and ask you to go read about it in more detail in the article. But those three things are: be shamelessly affectionate. Number one is be shamelessly affectionate. No, this isn't about smothering her with kisses and touch and just totally, you know, going over the top. But the thing is, a lot of us stoic guys don't get confident in giving affection. We're lamenting the fact she's not affectionate and we're not giving it. I want you to be shameless. If you're an affectionate, romantic, sensitive, caring man, I want you to shamelessly show the truth about that. I want you to scream it from the rooftop that you like affection and you give affection and you do it from a place of love and you don't expect anything back. Shamelessly be affection is number one. Number two is don't feel entitled to affection. Create affection. Men who get all the affection they want don't go around feeling like they're entitled to it. They're not demanding or dominating women to get affection. They create affection. They have a very spiritually grounded belief that life is meant to be affectionate. Relationships, men and women, are meant to be powerfully affectionate and continuously and intentionally affectionate. They believe that. And they create it by, number one, being shamelessly affectionate. But they also, I'm going to go into number three here, they have an intention that they deserve affection because they are affectionate. They are a loving man. So number two is create it. Don't walk around thinking you're entitled to it and lamenting that you're not getting it. Give it and create it. Know that you're worthy of it and that you deserve it. But also number three is to have higher expectations. Number three is have higher expectations. Men who get all the affection that they want expect more out of their life. They expect more out of their relationship. They also have very high self-expectations on what they do. They have expectations that they're not stepping all over themselves, that they're not making those mistakes. They hold themselves accountable to a higher standard, and therefore they don't mind holding other people, their wife or girlfriend, to a higher standard too. That's a very scary area, I know. It's scary to say, I expect more for myself. I am a man of love and affection and romance, and I expect to have affection in my life. Now, you're not demanding it from her. All you're saying is that I expect this, and that this is the standard for the relationship that you want. And these men who get all the affection they want end up in relationships with women who agree with that, who share that value, who are also challenging him to keep his mind in the game and make sure that he is doing the things he needs to do to help her feel affectionate and warm, and he expects it from her. So number three is expect more. It's okay. It's okay to have high standards and high expectations of her and of yourself. You don't have to be a jerk or an asshole in order to have high expectations, but it's a scary place to go because you're afraid if you expect too much, she might get mad at you or she might leave you. But everything that good that's ever going to happen in your life, it's going to come from having a high expectation that you deserve that, that you're going to have that, that you want that. Anyway, those are the three tips I want to give you for this. Go click on the article to read the rest of it. What I'd like you to do, I'm putting a link down there too that takes you straight to my application page. Because one thing I've heard three times this week as I talk to men on the telephone, guys who call me for the first time, and I hear it over and over again, is this 60 or 90 minute phone call has been the most powerful thing that's happened to me in 6 months. And I'll tell you, I've been in therapy, we've been in marriage counseling for 6 months, and we're doing all this work, and I haven't heard the things I heard on this phone call, I haven't felt the things I feel right now. And in 60 or 90 minutes, these guys are feeling like they got more value out of a free phone call than they have in 6 months of dabbling in the art of trying to get along. And it's because I'm not sugarcoating the part of this equation that is yours. I don't sugarcoat the masculine mojo requirement that you need to create the happiness and the affection you want. I'm not going to bend your ear about communication and compromising and sacrificing and getting along with her, right? This all starts with you. That's why I coach men only. I want to tell you some things nobody's told you before. So go down there and fill out an application and just send me a part of your story. Let's have a conversation. I'll crack a beer with you. Thanks a lot. Have a great week. Bye-bye.